Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Feb, and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
1019. This is the Fox.
Now we know 40 to 50-year-olds are now eligible for a vaccine, for the COVID vaccine here in Melbourne, and you can get around that if you want to book online. You go to coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Fev and I, we booked in.
I just scraped in by a couple of months, which was good.
Yeah, you're 40 and a half, actually.
There's no halves in when you're age. I just scrape in.
Okay, you've just scraped in. But we booked in, and we went to Jeff's shed yesterday. Should we just, before we play out the audio of what that experience was like with Fev, let's play one of Leon's jingles.
Time for your vaccination. Thank you for being patient. We're all keen to go get it. What's with all of this persuasion? I swear this isn't a trick. Go get yourself a prick. It's a freaking vaccine, baby. Let's all give COVID the kick.
Woo!
Jab, 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 jab.
Great jingle.
It was a good little excursion for us. Nick, as usual, when Fev and I go somewhere together, the parking's an issue because we couldn't figure out which door to go to. Yeah. There's lots of doors there at Jeff's shed. We eventually got
literally
in there.
Could have walked down there. It's about 5 minutes.
We could have walked, but
nah,
no.
We took
two cars. It's an incredible process down there. It's so impressive.
They were amazing,
I can't believe what a slick organisation that is down there. And a big shout out to Anne and Chris, the two nurses who helped us. They were fantastic.
Chris was great.
Chris, yeah. Right, Chris did the jam.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Should we have a listen? I just want to point this out. So, obviously, social distancing is a big thing there, and you are sitting on chairs at least 1.5 metres away from everybody else. And we were put through a little procedure beforehand that Fev equated to being in prison.
You know when, Fee, when you go to, like, when you get locked up and you sit on that chair waiting to get frisked and they give you details, that's what I feel like.
I've just never been locked up, so I don't know that feeling.
You haven't had a COVID-19 vaccine before?
No, I haven't, no.
First one. So you get the Pfizer today and you'll get the Pfizer second dose in 3 weeks' time.
Do I just play on today? Do I have to lie down or what do I do after this?
You'll feel fine.
Okay, excellent. But I shouldn't do any exercise?
Do you really? If you feel like doing exercise, you can.
Okay. I'm trying to get out of exercise, Chris. Okay. And are you gentle with the needle, Chris?
I won't feel a thing.
Okay, good. Is it a stingy one or is it... No. Do we lie down? No. It's just a sit down.
We have a first-class lounge.
Oh, that's okay. Do you want the bra down?
No.
Leon just asked me to take off my bra. Oh, dear. Okay. Not looking. Yeah, I'm so fine. That's a bit ouchy. I mean, no, it was, ooh, what was that? Is it still in there? Oh, for goodness sake, that was great. Well done, Chris. Yeah, good. I felt like Spider-Man for a second. It went, shoo.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Have you had any allergic reactions or an anaphylactic reaction to anything, whether it be a vaccine, a drug?
No.
I'm assuming you're not pregnant.
I look it. Is that why you asked? I've been fat shamed by the COVID lady.
It's actually one of the questions. So this vaccine is no different to any other. You can have a sore arm, headache, feel a little bit achy. Tends to be worse after the second dose of Pfizer rather than the first.
So I'll be able to take day off?
Yeah, that's what she said too.
Did she really? We think the same.
Left or right arm?
Are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Do the left arm if they're right-handed. Is this for your game?
Yeah, I'm trying to think my cod. I'll probably go... Yeah, go left, because I use my right joystick a bit. Yeah, go...
Gosh, this is a tough question, isn't it?
No, it is, because I literally play cod all day, so I'm like, if this is going to hurt my arm, I don't want to be... Yeah, we'll go left. You were right, yeah.
Okay.
This is a big moment. This is a moment where... Oh, God. This is the moment that I am now vaccinised. Oh, is that it? Have you done it? It's very good. Thank you.
Love cover there.
I'm not kidding, Nick. So I could see Fev through the curtain because I was sitting outside. You've got to sit down for 10 minutes afterwards just to...
Looking at me through the curtain.
I was looking at Fev through the curtain and I could just see him as if he had an imaginary joystick in his hand trying to figure out which arm would be less affected by playing COD.
I'm starting to know why the rollout's taken so long because you two won't shut up. Just take the needle and go. If there are any issues, though, if there's any effects, don't worry. Josiah and I, we've got it covered.
Josiah and Nick.
That won't stick.
101.9 The Fox.
And during times like this lockdown, people are looking for things to do and also just to keep their minds active and positive. And a great way to do that is a relaxation app. It's called Laughscape. And it's a comedic relaxation app, Laughscape. It helps people relax from their day-to-day stress without the seriousness of traditional guided meditation. So it's sort of, I'm guessing, a bit of a piss take on the real meditation.
But it works a treat.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, Nick.
Interesting you say that, Nicholas.
I know you're across this because each audio session is hosted by well-known comedians who take users on irreverent, humorous journeys. Popular comedians from around the world. I mean, even Matthew McConaughey has done one.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress.
That one's the poor example, Fee. Yeah. See, McConaughey is a boring man. That's why he's not on this app.
You could fall asleep to him saying that, though. He's a beautiful voice.
Miscommunication there. He's not on this app. That's the equivalent of what, that's the opposite of what Laughscape's about. Laughscape has people like Nick Cody on there. Nick, can we go through
just
your
Laughscape?
Just as
famous, just as shredded.
Here's Nick giving you some meditation.
I don't get to talk to anybody in hushed tones like this because I sleep in a bed with my wife and our 2-year-old son. So if I ever say anything when we're all in bed together, my wife will generally respond, if you wake him up, I'll f***ing kill you. So this is pretty cool.
Is that the creepy version?
That's it.
No, so I tell a story. So they get comedians on the Laughscape app to read just stories, relaxing stories that you can fall asleep to. And my one's about the perfect flight, like what I'd consider to be the perfect flight. And pretty much the gist of it is my wife and I get a free upgrade to business class and we force our son to sit in economy far away from us.
Where was that
We
bit?
Get to drink and have fun.
Well there was a bit more. Can we play a bit more of Nick?
I'd probably go to Thailand because I'm a bogan. I love it. I don't know why I enjoy Thailand. I've only been there 3 times. In each of those 3 times, I've copped really brutal food poisoning and been sunburnt beyond recognition. But beers are $1. So there I go again.
Nick, it's brilliant. Very funny. I would get around you on Laughscape. And you, as I said, well-known comedians like yourself are on this app. Then there's our good friend Leon Shergren, DJ Shergs.
DJ Shergs is on there.
What?
How's a DJ putting you to sleep?
Leon, how did you get on this?
Well, I'm friends with the creator Max Price, who Nick knows as well.
Max Price. He's excellent.
Unbelievable comedian. He was the co-writer of Kinney, all the Troy
footy
Kinney
show.
Sketches.
Yeah,
he worked on the footy show. Gun. Great bloke.
It's a great idea by Maxie. Now, he's asked you to be on it, Leon.
That's an interesting decision.
Are we ready to hear our producer, Leon, giving us some meditation to put us to sleep?
As you walk through sludge under your feet, you hear an acoustic guitarist playing cover of Wonderwall.
What is this?
It's the 5th time you've heard that song today. You still stop and you watch. The lyrics seem to really touch you this time.
He's backing one out. What are you doing?
That's very funny. Is there any more desire?
If it helps, that has made me tired.
I know you snore sometimes.
It makes me feel weird.
Don't think about that.
It's creepy.
There are things you can get to help that.
talking to Ian. Is that how he talks
take
to
a deep
boyfriend?
Breath.
Ian, take a deep breath.
Oh, sorry. Let it go now. I think it's clear just when I say take a breath to let it go, you know, straight afterwards.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on.
What were you thinking when you were doing that?
Well, no, the whole thing, there's no script. Like, Max just puts you in a booth and you record for half an hour not thinking and just whatever comes out of your mouth. It's weird. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Take a deep breath.
I really enjoyed that.
The last skate
one. You guys should do one.
Oh, you can't put Feb in a booth for half an hour.
Nick.
It'll sound something like
now
that.
You
though.
Know, we're here in the studio. You know that I am laughing more at Leon's, which is not a reflection on you as one of the best comedians in the world.
Yeah, the laughs of mine were with.
Fee did say Leon's is heaps funnier.
1019, The Fox.
Hey, we got some news yesterday about one of my daughters. Now, Mia, you know, I always say, you know, she's like really skinny, like, but she eats so much food. Like, she'd punish more food than me. Like, she doesn't stop chocolate and chips. And I'm like, I need your metabolism because you literally don't put on any weight. But she's always like feeling flat, got no energy to do anything, feels sick all the time. And she's had it for ages, like felt like just, but then she'll be up and about and then she'll just feel really, really shitty. That's what she always says. I feel crap. Anyway, she hates needles. So she's never got her needles done, hates it. And a couple of weeks ago, she posted on Instagram, she went and got a blood test to see what's wrong with her because, you know, it's becoming a real issue. She just can't do anything. So she got the results back yesterday and she has been diagnosed with, she's a celiac.
Oh, no. Nice.
Yeah. So her whole life, it's really dangerous. Her whole life, she's had it and never known. Like, and her favorite food is avocado on toast. So bread.
Yeah.
Loves pasta. Oh. So that's why. So when she eats all this stuff, she feels horrible.
Can you explain? I don't know enough about being a celiac. What does that mean?
Gluten.
It's gluten. She can't have
intolerance.
Intolerance.
Yeah, but the actual one.
Yeah.
Like the proper version of it.
Like we have
Not
to buy.
Proper.
Yeah. So we have to buy. Sick. So that we're going through it all yesterday. She was in tears. It was awful because now we know why she's been like this and why she doesn't put on any weight because
why?
It blocks. It's something to do with your liver or your kidney. It blocks. Blocks all your stomach.
It's not great for your gut.
It's really bad for your stomach.
It's good for your waistline. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, but she, like, we,
that's what you've taken out of this diagnosis.
Even a little breadcrumb can make her feel awful and could be really bad to what happens to her body. So we have to buy a new toaster. So last night, so we've got Lenny, who's anaphylactic to, it's like an anaphylactic to peanuts. It's very similar to being a celiac. So it's really, really. So last night we ordered some Thai, and I ordered all gluten free. I had to order everything was gluten free, and it was really nice. So this could help us. We're going to get gluten free bread.
Yeah. Have you had that yet?
No, we're going to gluten free pasta. It's going to change her whole life. It's going to make her feel better. It's going to change our life because we're going to have to start doing different things. So it's a big shock to our house yesterday. So, all this stuff for so many years she's been. You know, she cops so much crap on Instagram and stuff from trolls going, you're too skinny and you're this and that. Remember, we used to always say to her, mate, she eats she eats so much food.
When you were a little kid, Fev, did you ever eat Play-Doh? Like, see
100%.
What it tastes like?
Yeah.
Well, you've had gluten-free bread. It's the same. Put that in a toaster. No good.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
A couple mornings ago, Fee and Fev were chatting. Well, Fee brought up that everybody in the team had received a gift overnight, except for me, except for little old Nick.
She sent us all an Uber Eats voucher.
About $40.
Huh? Well, what?
You didn't get one?
No.
Email?
No.
You didn't get the
Stitcher?
Producer Darcy.
Sorry, I have to take blame for this one. After you were talking about your blowout, Amanda asked what email address to send your guys to.
And
I thought maybe I'd help you out.
Everybody got an Uber Eats voucher except for me because I'm always talking about shred on, shreds off.
Shreds off, obviously off.
Shred is off.
Yeah. But we witness it and firsthand to see you and we care about you. You are our friend. You come in.
An intervention.
You come in the morning, you go, guys, shreds on. You've just ridden in. You get a bowl of steel cut oats that you just It's like you're eating clag.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And then about an hour later, you order a wrap from downstairs.
No, I haven't done the double yet.
Chicken wrap.
If I don't come in and have oats straight away, chicken schnitzel wrap is happening. But the shred's clearly off. And after the Uber Eats chat, everybody felt bad. And that night, I received my Uber Eats voucher. And I was very excited. And yesterday, I'm sitting at home, got the $40 Uber Eats voucher there. What am I going to do? I said to Luch, oh,
salad.
Look what happened. No. Look at this. Ben and Jerry's. Ooh. What? There's Ben and Jerry's, the ice cream. They'll deliver it just to your house. And I've done this a lot, right? Obviously. Ben and Jerry's ice cream, deliver it to your house. What I normally get, I get the pint of
Chunky
ice cream.
Monkey? Yeah. Fish food.
There's the Tonight Dough.
Cookie dough.
That I like.
Yeah, cookie dough.
Yeah. Beautiful. There's a Netflix one that's quite nice. But I get the tub and then I also get the ice cream sandwich. And what the sandwich is for is to eat while I wait for the pint to just
melt.
Get a bit softer.
Because it's too hard.
Because what am I going to do? Just sit there like a fool? Right? So I said to Luch, this is what I'm doing. Let's get some ice cream. And she said, no, I'm not a big fan of Ben and Jerry's. I said, why not? And she said, oh, it's just not for me. It's a bit too sweet. And I said, too sweet? Grow up, Luch. And she said, grow up? You're about to order ice cream on the internet.
The shred is off. Shred is off.
Shred's off. Shred is off.
What, did it sting you? Use the 40?
No, I didn't get it in the end. I got shamed out of it.
Oh. Hey, Sharon.
Throw some balls, bro.
101.9 The Fox.
Do you mind if I bring up something in our team that's it's a bit of a niggle for me?
Mm-hmm.
So what's becoming apparent is that you three boys, Nick, Fev and Josiah, have a WhatsApp group that I haven't been invited into.
No.
And I just feel, I'm feeling that's a bit exclusive. I feel like a bit left out. You'll often talk about things that you've shared in that page.
Yep.
Why can't I be part of it?
Oh, well,
would you want to be?
What's it called again?
Well, probably don't need to say what it's called. But
no one's going to school.
Nudes and Roots?
No. Oh, you made that sound so much worse.
You just want to be part of that WhatsApp group.
Yeah, that's a different group. We're not in that.
We're not even in that group. Jeez, what's that group, you guys? Is that you and Leon?
Yes.
And
safe,
Ian? You're in a WhatsApp group with him by yourself?
I'm not in one with Leon by myself. I'm not in one. I'm in one with the whole team and that's it. How many exclusive groups are happening in this team?
I've got one with
Leon and Darcy. Do you have one?
They've got one as well.
Darcy, Renee, and I have one.
Oh, yeah, they've got one.
So didn't you know that?
Darcy, Renee, Mars,
they've got
James,
their own.
Yeah, Josiah got, have one.
That's the one we're
Josiah's
not in.
Josiah's in that.
Yeah.
Josiah, are you in
that? You're two timing me.
Hang on. You guys talk about us in that group?
Yes,
of course.
Yeah. And you're
Josiah,
not in,
give me your phone.
You're not in any of them.
I know. I'm not in any of these exclusive groups. Does anyone want an exclusive group with me?
I've got one.
What's that one?
You and me are in one together.
That's just us messaging each other direct.
That's what every group is. It's a messaging app.
Okay, what's
our group
yours
is called
again?
Foods and Nudes. So we just take photos of meals that we're eating.
Yeah.
And yet to see any nudes.
Yeah,
none of the
lads.
No one sent nudes.
There's been
enough.
None of that. There's also been other something.
Memes.
Memes in there.
Why can't I go in it though?
Because it's
should
lads.
We let Fee in?
No,
should we let Fee in for the day?
No. I'd love to have her in, but that means the content that we're going to put on won't go on there.
You know what will happen? It's like if you've ever had a cleaner at your house, we'll end up having to delete a bunch of stuff before we invite Fee in. We've got to clean the place before Fee's in. Make it look nice.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
It's been a really fun morning. Something that I didn't get a chance to bring up, though, a news story that, Nick Cody, you may be interested in because, Fev, since we... Nick joined the show earlier this year.
Been trying to tell a story, hasn't he?
You've been trying to tell a story about a bear. You had.
He saw a bear from 300 meters away and went, "Oh, I'm so scared."
I got much closer than that. I'm not going to try and tell the story anymore. I told it. I was berated. I was ridiculed and mocked. Now it's done.
Numerous times.
I was in Alaska. Hold on.
Nah, mate. No, you're done. We need to fill 2 minutes quick.
I just came across a bear, a black bear. An Alaskan mountain. I was on a bike, and they told me, "Oh, you're kidding!" Because I came across a brown bear. Sorry, a black bear. They're not as scary. And it got me, and I crawled back home and died on the doorstep. Is that what I meant?
Funny after a few dreams.
But then he told it to us in the break as well. It still wasn't
he's
funny.
He's really pushing this bear story.
I reckon fourth time lucky. That's what I go for, guys. You know, stories are always best fourth time.
So here we go again.
And it's actually made me guess, did I ever even see a bear? Like, it bombed so bad that it may have changed my past, you know? Have you ever come across a bear, Fev?
No.
Brisbane bear?
No.
Okay.
Good out, Boxy. And you did say something there, Nick, where you thought maybe you didn't see a bear. The fact that you don't know what colour it was makes
sense. I stuffed
it think,
up. It was a black bear.
Well,
obviously
you said brown
black
or
bear.
Black, so sometimes I don't. I think.
I mean, we celebrate this non-story so much that it has its own intro, this segment.
You're okay. Nick has a story about a bear. Was that the same? Won't go anywhere. And he might think that it's a great story.
We really want to tell him that it's
brutal.
I'm bringing this up because I actually have a story of a bear for
I've
you.
Got one.
Now, this is a great story, and it's been caught on video. Is it any of your activity?
No.
No? Okay, yeah. That's
I didn't get the camera out.
Because it's made
okay.
up.
It's not made up.
A teenager has had to not only rescue their dogs in their backyard from a bear, this teenager, her name's Hayley. She has tackled a bear that
right.
was trying to break into her backyard. It was up top, on top of the fence,
yep.
and it was about to get into the backyard and eat her dogs. She has jumped up, wrestled the bear. She's picked up that she's got away from it, picked up the dogs, and run inside. Look at that photo there. That is a young teenager, 17.
Yeah. Gave it a good shove too.
Wrestling a bear in her backyard.
Amazing footage,
isn't it?
And that looks like a brown bear. Like a grizzly.
And she's got two hands on it. She's gone, I'm going to take this bear on.
Is that
respect.
Similar to the one that went to you? Because yours would look like a bit like an ant because you're so far away.
Oh. You serious? I was so close, man. Nick has a story about a bear. Nah. But that the same won't go anywhere. And he might think that it's a great story. Really want to tell him that it's not.
Was it white? You and Charlie went to the zoo and
it was
saw
a
the
polar
bear.
It was in Alaska. I'm going to tell the full story one day.
We've got heaps of time. We've got 10 minutes before news.
Should I
go
do
on,
it?
Do
yeah.
it. Why not?
Yeah, so I was in Alaska. I'm looking at Josiah. What are you doing, Josiah?
Absolutely
get your fingers
nothing.
Off that board.
Go. It's a little bitch. You did that. You did that yourself. 101.9
The Fox. Yesterday after the show, Fee and Fev, you guys left. You left
yep, as we do every day.
No, but you left together with one of our producers, and you left. You just left me by myself sitting on the couch. You two were going off to do an activity I'm not allowed to do yet. We'll talk about it later on. Where'd you go down to? Jeff Shed?
We went to Jeff Shed to do an activity that
we're
you're too
about,
young
yeah.
for.
I'm talking
too
about young. That after eight. So.
6 years away.
Don't give it away.
So yesterday I got home and
Prime
I thought,
time.
You know what? I'm trying to get as much fun into these lockdown days as possible. And what's more fun than going to get a mole check? So yesterday,
oh,
booked
that big
in
one on your head.
I haven't. What's that?
That big one on your head?
On the back of my head. Yeah. That one's fine because
oh,
I've
good.
Had. Yeah, just looks no good. But I've had that for a long time. Those big ones that you've had since you're a kid, they're fine. But about a year and a half ago, I was doing some work up in Brisbane. And I went and got a check, and I had to get a few things cut out. I'm a pasty wranger, so I've got to keep on top of it. So I went down yesterday. I've got this spot on my shoulder. It's a bit raised, and it was a bit just weird, dry, raised spot. And I was like, oh, that doesn't look good. They're going to have to chop that out for sure. But it turns out I just had a thing called an age spot.
Oh, no.
Oh, welcome.
No, and you're 34.
I'm 34.
An
I'm
age
getting
spot.
Age spots. And he said, well, they're not, he said, they're just the general term. The doctor said the general term is they're called an age spot. The actual term for it is seborrheic keratosis. And I said, oh, does that mean age spot? And he said, no, that actually means senile wart.
Oh,
should have stopped asking at age.
You got
spot.
Warts on your back?
I've got no, just this. It's just this mole.
Did he freeze it or cut it out for you?
No, he just said you're getting on, mate. How's this though? I get home. 20 minutes after I get home, I get a text from a next door neighbour who's in his late 40s. His name's Nick, and he just sent me a text saying, "Welcome to the old boys club. spot boy. Oh. My wife had told him what happened. So now I'm the new old guy. I've got a senile wart. Is that not one of the grossest names ever?
The fact you have a wart in your back is disgusting.
It's not a wart. That's just the term for it. It's a mole. It's a mole. It's an aged spot.
It's an old wart.
Anyway, enjoy your breakfast, Melbourne.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9. This is the Fox.